The Park County School District 6 Board in Cody is working on a draft policy, which would allow employees to carry concealed firearms in schools. This comes after the state legislature passed a law in March of this year allowing school districts to choose whether their employees can carry firearms. Legislators said the law would help many rural schools in Wyoming that are far away from law enforcement to react to an armed intruder. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska spoke with Cody Police Chief Chuck Baker to discuss how the local law enforcement feels about the policy and what concerns they have if the policy were introduced.
What are you guys currently doing in order to avoid situations of an active shooter?
So currently we have one school resource officer assigned to the high school, and that is through a shared funding agreement with the school district. They pay part of the salary, we pay part of the salary, and my preference would be to have some additional SROs that are trained and have communication in all of the schools. But obviously in the state of Wyoming and the concerns with school district budgets and city budgets, it's not realistic at this point. Hopefully we'll get to there someday, but it's not realistic.
And so one of the main arguments given by the trustees and others that are for this policy is that law enforcers' response times to rural schools may be too slow in a situation, and there needs to be some sort of backup.
There does need to be a first line of defense prior to law enforcement arriving on scene. As it relates to Cody Police Department, our response time to priority one calls, which is those types of calls that need immediate response, is up to 10 minutes. So my comment to the school board was there does need to be a first line of defense in those moments before law enforcement gets there. That first line of defense may be armed staff, or it may be include additional policies, lockdown, lockout, evacuation policies, emergency response policies.
And are those additional policies, like you just mentioned, the lockdown and so forth, are any of those in place right now in Cody?
Absolutely. And we, as a matter of fact, just this morning, we did a training with one of the local elementary schools related to lockdown policy. And it's important that all the schools speak the same language and use the same terminology so we know what's happening and getting real-time information when we're responding to calls for service or those types of calls, you know, we have an idea of what's occurring.
Okay, and you would hope that those would be implemented first before there would be an armed personnel on location, or?
So these types of procedures have been in place and have changed the way that law enforcement responds to these types of calls way back all the way until the late 90s, you know, obviously when Columbine occurred. And here in Cody, we have been doing a fairly good job as it relates to that relationship and that collective training, active shooter training, reunification training, you know, a lot of different types of training with the schools. And so those pieces are in place and we train with those regularly and are improving in those processes.
And so a potential part of this gun policy is keeping the staff completely anonymous, the ones that carry. So as a law enforcer, are you worried about not knowing who will have a gun or should have a gun in this type of situation?
My position has been that we do need to know who those folks are. What's very important is that there's a transition that occurs when law enforcement arrives, because those people have to be able to transition from that first line of defense to becoming a witness, and law enforcement takes over at that point.
And another key debate the trustees have been having is how much training should be required for those personnel who are accepted, especially since they would be carrying almost exclusively to use in a potentially very stressful environment. So how much training should be required?
So the legislation does require a minimum amount of training required. You know, law enforcement, all of our training, it doesn't matter if it's related to active shooter or if it's related to traffic stops, is related to decision making, the ability for the officers to make quick decisions, assessing situations, and you know, having an emotional or the appropriate emotional attitude towards those kind of events. And, you know, so all of our training is related to that. In order to train somebody at a level of a police officer is not reasonable. So it's going to be a less level than a police officer, but it will be important that it covers the topics.
So how much training would you suggest for that to be addressed?
So obviously, when I do finally review the training, I will ensure that it meets the minimum standards established by the Wyoming legislature. But in addition to that, I would highly recommend some additional training above and beyond that.
And are you worried that non-law enforcers who are put in such a stressful situation may not respond correctly when it actually happens?
So there is a myth that is related to rising to the occasion. I believe that it is a myth, rising to the level of, you know, being able to rise to the occasion. But with the adequate training, I think that they will be able to provide a safe first line of defense until the law enforcement arrives.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.